I think that he should pay his own fees because it was on the weekend and they were just executing their right to protest. They were getting signatures for the Surrey Artists campaign, keeping the police in Surrey, you know, against his personal militia or whatever the hell he's making up. And he didn't like it. And he came up to them and accosted them. I personally know the woman that he made claims against. She's right in there about keeping the RCMP in Surrey, but he came up to them, so he created the situation, and he was caught on camera. And so that's why he was charged, because everything he said was a lie, because it was on surveillance video from the Save On Foods.
Right, like you said, yeah, in your mind, the proof is there. It's on camera. This is his own kind of personal vendetta, wanting to go up to the woman. What about on the flip side, though, that this is, though, a city issue, you know, the RCMP, like the underlying, it's still, you know, what they're fighting about, a city issue. What would you say to that, that some people are saying that's why we're covering it?
But it's not, so it's their personal right. Like, you can go and protest whatever you want to protest, as long as it's peaceful or whatever. But he was on his own personal time. He was doing his personal shopping, like, for, you know, on a weekend, you do your grocery shopping. He didn't need to go up to them. It wasn't a, you know, city ordinance, and it was private property. It was owned by, like, whoever leases, like, the Save On Foods. Like, they had Save On Foods permission to be there. So it was his choice to instigate the situation. It was his choice to start the flare-up with the Ian guy that heads up the PPR in Surrey. So if he just kept his mouth shut and went on his way, none of this would have happened.
McCallum, keep his mouth shut? What's this?
Keep his mouth, like, he went up to them and started beating them about how they get off the property and they shouldn't be there. And that's their right to be there, as is his right to be there. It's his right to say something. But where he crossed the line is he got personal, lied about it, and then created this whole situation where